Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Day six of counting of votes from Friday's elections in Cork and Castlebar to fill nine more seats in the European Parliament. Independent Tom McDonnell in Newbridge in County Kildare was the last councillor to take a seat in the local elections yesterday evening. Limerick has a directly elected mayor, but Midlands North West doesn't have an MP, MEP, yet. Our man John Cook is still waiting at the TF Royal Hotel and Theatre in Castlebar. Count, what are we, 18 now, John?
That's right, Gavin, with Sinn Féin's outgoing MEP Chris McManus out of the race after Count 17. Just 8 out of 27 candidates are left in this long race for 4 out of the 5 seats, because the first 4 are clearly reserved for independent poll topper Luke Ming Flanagan, Fine Gael's celebrity pairing of Nina Carberry and Maria Walsh, and the Fianna Fáil TD Barry Cowan. The race for 5th is still down to a former RTE reporter and a former Northern Ireland Agriculture Minister. Kieran Mullooly is with Independent Ireland on 71,933. He's 17,830 votes now ahead of Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildernew on 54,103. Her party hoping she'll get more than 60% of McManus's transfers, so time will tell. I asked the outgoing MEP for his thoughts on what happens next, starting with Chris McManus's feelings on his own personal defeat.
Personally disappointed, not only for myself and my campaign team, but also for the 36,000 approximate people who placed their faith in me to be their representative for Midlands North West Dover and Brussels. Unfortunately, today was not to be. The most important thing now is that we ensure that there's a heavy transfer rate from myself to Michelle Gildernew and to put her squarely back in the mix for that final seat.
Can she really still be in the mix? Because it would require, I think, more than a 60% transfer at this stage.
Yeah, well, there's been kind of a rough tally done, partial tally done on my vote, and it would indicate plus a 60% plus transfer rate. So that
she'd
would
need over 21,000 of your votes out of your 36,000. Is that it? Because Kieran Mullooly's about 18,000 ahead of her right now.
Yeah, but we also need to remember that Padraig Tobin and Lisa Chambers have between them, and will probably be the next two candidates eliminated after that, have over 15% of the total poll, 100,000 plus votes between them locked up. And there's been very little tallies done on their votes. So we don't know at this stage where they will go. And if Michelle can pull a similar transfer rate as Kieran Mullooly, it's all to play for.
Not the election Sinn Féin wanted, but you're not giving up fighting yet.
Obviously not, no. And I've been around enough election counts to know that you don't make, you don't determine and call out what all the seats will be until you're right near the very end. And we still have a lot to play for. Like I said, is apart from my own 36,000 votes, there's 100,000 plus votes from Padraig Tobin and Lisa Chambers also to be transferred as. And it's anybody's guess exactly how they will part, because there's very little pattern to how the transfers are going. You know, there's geographical factors. There's people on the left, right, where they fit in the political spectrum factors, but it's very, very hard to be able to ascertain where those transfers will go at this time. So yes, Michelle will be very much in the mix right up until the very end.
So let's go to Cork. Brian O'Connell is at Nemo Rangers GAA Club in the city, where they're still counting votes in the South constituency. One MEP already elected. Count 18, Brian, as well.
Exactly, count 18, and dare I say it, things are finally becoming a little bit clearer here in Ireland South. So, as you said, Sean Kelly, deemed elected since the first count, may not have too long more to wait until Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher joins him on the way back to Brussels and Strasbourg. Kelleher is just under 7,000 votes short of a quota, with Fine Gael's John Mullins now eliminated. Fellow Cork man Kelleher should expect to benefit from transfers. I mean, given that I've been looking at the transfers during today and yesterday, there has been a strong Fine Gael Fianna Fáil transfer and vice versa. I suppose the fact that Billy Kelleher still hasn't reached a quota means he needs votes that perhaps his running mate Cynthia Niavoracu would have hoped to have benefited from. After Billy Kelleher, then, we have Clare Independent TD Michael McNamara. He's in a very strong position to take a seat with just over 83,000 votes. Following him is Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen. She's some about 2,000 votes behind. And Sinn Féin now feel a lot more comfortable at this stage at perhaps taking a seat the last held here in Ireland South in 2014. Mick Wallace at the moment is in fifth position. He's about 5,000 votes ahead of Cynthia Ní Bhfiorchú. And then the Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan remains stubbornly in seventh position. We're now distributing, as I said, John Mullins' transfers. Perhaps up to 25% could go to Billy Kelleher and Fianna Fáil. That would push him over the quota, but maybe not have enough of a surplus to give Ní Bhfiorchú the increase she needs to try and have a fighting chance of a seat. But there may still be a pathway here for two Fianna Fáil seats if, for example, the Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan is eliminated and we need to see exactly how many transfers she gets from Mullins. Then Ní Bhfiorchú is hoping that she would get a significant volume of Grace O'Sullivan's transfers, more so than Mick Wallace, even though they're all pretty much in the same roughly geographic area. And that might push Ní Bhfiorchú into the fifth seat ahead of the Independence for Change candidate. As someone said to me in the hall a little while ago, Gavin, we're into the last minutes of the 90, but this one could go to penalties yet. Results of Count 18 expected in about 2 hours' time.
Brian, thank you. That's Brian O'Connell in Cork. We'll bring you the latest here throughout the day here on RTE. You can keep up to date also on the RTE News website and on the RTE News app.